You're listening to WPSU's StoryCorps Clearfield. WPSU is traveling to towns across central and northern Pennsylvania to collect oral history recordings. In July, we stopped at the Clearfield County Historical Society's William B. Alexander Research Center. Today, Fred Guarino talks with his friend Ken Leonard about his memories of the Clearfield flood in 1936.
My mother and two brothers had been taken up to East End to Grandma's. My father and I were in the house, and the rain came up past the jail, and then it started up Reed Street, and we'd go out and take a look every once in a while, and it would get closer. Finally, the edge of the water got up to the Clearfield Dairy, and it crossed the alleyway.
So then you were on the first floor until the water got up there, then you had to go up to the second floor.
Then we went to the second floor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And about how much water did you have on the first floor when you finally got out of there?
I think it was about 3.5 to 4 feet.
Huh. Was there any fatalities?
Only the one, Mr. Eddie Leitzinger.
What happened with him? Do we know?
Well, as I understand it, he was at the store, at Leitzinger Brothers' store, and he decided he wanted to go home, and he lived over on West Front Street. So he got down Market Street to Roan's Garage, which was on the town side of the bridge, and he decided he wanted to go home, and he tried to go across the bridge and never made it.
I would imagine once you did get back, you had a lot of cleanup work.
A mess,
yes.
Yeah, we threw out mattresses, furniture, rugs, clothing, everything. The house was pretty well stripped. And, of course, we had to wait our turn to have the cellar pumped out. So Dad would get the garden hose out and start hosing down the walls and the floors. And I always said it was at least 3 weeks, and he was still pushing muddy water out the back door. And it was a real mess. And the walls were the old horsehair plaster, mm-hmm. which was a mess, too.
So. I'll bet. Of course, in the early 60s, I believe it was, they built the flood control project above Kerwinville on the west branch of the Susquehanna River, mm-hmm. which I'm sure has saved us from a lot of flooding throughout the years.
Absolutely.
Hurricane or whatever that came through was Agnes
in the 70s,
yeah. And I remember that going up there to Kerwinville and looking, that you could see up there they was holding back the water with just the tops of some trees, tall trees. They really held a lot of water back, which saved a lot of flooding downstream.
Yeah.
Well, Fred, I think that you having lived through that, and as I said, you were 15 years old, so you're probably thinking, this is all right.
Just a hoot.
Just a hoot, yeah, just a hoot.
Fred Guarino and his friend Ken Leonard. You can listen to other StoryCorps recordings on our website at wpsu.org/StoryCorps. With WPSU StoryCorps, I'm Emily Reddy.